Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting second. The third baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting sixth. The DH, Richie Hebner. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Rick Leach. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Torres. And now, play ball. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Gibson reaches second base with a double. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a line drive towards third. Cabell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Herndon reaches second base with a double. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hebner for the out. Herndon moves to third. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Herndon scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gibson hits a line drive into center field. Miller picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Miller. Cabell goes all the way around to score. Gibson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Herndon strikes out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gibson. Hoffman reaches second base with a double. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 1 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoffman scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Leach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker bunts in front of the plate. Gedman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Whitaker moves to second. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilcox covering, for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell juggles the ball. That's an error on Cabell. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Stapleton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lansford moves to third. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-1 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gedman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Remy takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilcox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Rice reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards second. Whitaker scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Rice moves to third. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. It's Tigers, 2, Red Sox, 2. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 2 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Will Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a line drive towards third. Lansford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hoffman hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Remy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gibson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans. Gibson reaches second base with a double. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gibson moves to third. Mark Clear now pitching. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Herndon takes first base on ball 4. Parrish moves to second. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 3 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it and throws to home to get Gibson. Parrish moves to third. Herndon moves to second. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Leach hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Leach reaches second base with a double. Parrish scores. Herndon scores. Hebner moves to third. It's 4-2, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clear fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rice hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Rice reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-3 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stapleton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-3 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cavill fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Trammell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins pinch hits for Enos Cavill. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy misplays the ball. That's an error on Remy. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gibson. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Gibson steals second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Brookins now playing third base. Wade Boggs pinch hits for Glenn Hoffman. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Perez pinch hits for Jerry Remy. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez strikes out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-4 in the game. Evans hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Tigers, 4, Red Sox, 4. Dave Tobik now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 4. the Tigers will come to bat. Wade Boggs now playing first base. Dave Stapleton now playing second base. Julio Valdez now playing shortstop. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Herndon hits a pop-up towards first. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-4 in the game. Hebner hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-4 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Stapleton hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Leach strikes out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-4 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Turner pinch hits for Alan Trammell. Jerry Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitaker. The throw from Gedman and he is safe. Whitaker steals second. Jerry Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whitaker moves to third. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stapleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mark DeJohn now playing shortstop. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-4 in the game. Gedman hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Boggs hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.